Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. We're continuing our talk about what it means to be an heir of God. Today, we're going to be talking about breaking forth into this new identity. What you're about to hear is a highlight from this past Sunday's broadcast, In Pursuit of Divine Destiny. The Spirit of God comes in you. The kingdom is in you. And the more you read, it starts growing and growing and growing on the inside, kind of like a superhero in you breaking forth. You know, it wants to come out. Well, what happens if you're in a confined place? You're going to be breaking some stuff. I mean, literally, just like that chick broke through the egg, you're going to have a breakthrough if you believe the word of God and what he has spoken to your heart about your life. Now, let's get into today's message. The world system says if the doctor gives you 6 weeks to live, that's it. But once you come into the body of Christ, you have to change because you have a new parentage, a new lineage, a new heritage. And we live by faith in the word. Okay. We don't live by our symptoms. That's why I said we don't walk by flesh, flesh. That's our minds, how we think, how we've been taught out in this cursed system. Okay. You're coming into God's kingdom. Okay. The kingdom has a whole new set of rules. And all the rules and expectations are right here in the book, okay? So you need to know that because the world will put pressure on you to try to get you to stay in that little shell, which is kind of interesting. He gave me the story of a little chick. And he talked about how a chicken is born in a shell, okay? So let me see if I can find it in here. I think I wrote it down here. The issue is that chick is in a shell and eventually has to break forth. Okay. Let me just tell you this, but go into detail in the book. I'll describe it how he showed it to me. There's a shell. And when he told me to break forth, and he's talking about me, and this I can relate to this to the very day. He showed me an eggshell. And I saw something pecking. And this is what I saw in the spirit when he first gave me the idea for the book. And I saw pecking through. And then all of a sudden, something comes through. And all of a sudden, it's a chick, a baby chick. And if you've ever seen a chicken hatch, they have to peck through. Now, the Lord said, that's what we have to do in this world system. Okay? We have been born with the constraints of a cursed world. Our families operated in it, our schools operate in it, the government operates in it. And so everything around us operates in that curse. So we are confined in the curse when we come to Jesus Christ, okay? So what happens is we get saved, okay? We may still be in that little confinement, but then something happens. We start reading the word, start feeding our nutrition of the word, eating the word. This is our spiritual food, eating it every day. And all of a sudden, our insights, we talk about increase the capacity to receive from God. So that's happening. Our hearts are enlarging. As our hearts are enlarging, our bodies are getting stronger. Why? Because everything comes from the realm of the spirit first, okay? In fact, everything you see around us, whether it's this microphone, this very computer, the lights, the books behind me, everything came from an idea from the spirit realm and came into manifestation, okay? So you have to understand that when we're enlarging our hearts, there's going to be a manifestation. And that manifestation is going to be like a pressing to get out of the old nature, which is cursed, because you want the blessing. The blessing is on the inside, because when you get saved, the Spirit of God comes in you. The kingdom is in you. And the more you read, it starts growing and growing and growing on the inside, kind of like a superhero in you breaking forth. You know, it wants to come out. Well, what happens if you're in a confined place? You're going to be breaking some stuff. I mean, literally, just like that chick broke through the egg, you're going to have a breakthrough if you believe the word of God and what he has spoken to your heart about your life. Okay? So that's going to be a breaking. Breaking constraints. Okay? Breaking out of family constraints, racial constraints, constraints in your community. God's going to have you doing stuff nobody else has done before, and they're going to call you crazy. Okay? I was thinking about Acts 17, how they talk about the apostles that came to a certain place, and they said, those who turned the world upside down have come hither also. Okay, so he's saying, okay, when you break out and God starts sending you, you start doing what he says and creating things, it's going to turn the cursed world upside down, which is good. That's the goal. God wants the whole world to be blessed. Remember what he told Abraham, I'm making you a blessing so you can bless the families of the earth. But the families have to be broken out of this cursed system, which is why the Lord calls the whole plan of salvation and what he's doing in this time. Let me see if I can find it here. This is a kingdom military recovery mission for the planet Earth, its inhabitants, and all of its possessions. That's why we get saved. That's why we break forth and we break out of that shell of confinement of the curse, so that we can move forward to help others, help our families. Because once we've broken out, hey, we can break everybody out or anybody out who wants to get out. Some people won't want to get out. It's scary. And there's some of you probably don't want to say, that sounds good, but I'm scared. What my mama going to say? What my daddy going to say? What the devil going to do to me if I break out? Well, Jesus did it. And we're supposed to follow his example. So that's what I'm preparing you for, dealing with the contradictions. You are who God says you are, but the outside world going to still call you what they think you are. So there's a contradiction there. You now, you're son of God. No, you're not. You Jackie's son. We know you. Okay. They did it to Jesus. Think about it. People knew him to be the Messiah. Those who were with him saw the miracles. Said, this has to be the Messiah, the son of God. Oh, no. Isn't that Joseph's son, the carpenter? Yeah, we remember his sisters and brothers there. We used to do this and hang out with them. Thad, don't believe anything he says. Okay. Contradiction. Now, was Jesus who he said he was? Yes. Now, are you who God says you are? Yes. Why? Again, understand how this whole thing is playing out. Who God tells you who he is through his word and through your spirit is the plan and purpose and who you were before you came into this curse. Okay? So it's kind of like I don't want to call it an obstacle course, but in some ways, this life is like an obstacle course. You come in this world, you leave God, come into this world that's cursed, and your whole plan is, according to God, come back, find out who you really are, and go back to God and change the world while you're doing it. So that's what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. But a lot of people think it's about going to church. No, it's about transforming your life so that you can transform the world. But it ain't going to be easy because the enemy is going to oppose you on every side. And that's what I wanted you to know. So this is a walk of faith. Okay. You're now, when you step out, you will be walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ himself. So just know that. So in order to deal with certain things, you're going to have to go back to the manual, go back to the book and see how Jesus dealt with it. Now the Holy Spirit will speak to you. But let me tell you something. Now I remember being persecuted. You may have heard me say this before, but I remember being on a job where God sent me. He told me to take the job. I did. And those people went nuts. They were like crazy. They were fighting in the office, managers fighting, people fighting. And even the people that lived there, because it was a management company, it was cursed. I mean, I saw the curse on the place. I said, Lord Jesus, witchcraft is everywhere. People were fighting each other. And it was like being in a war zone constantly. So I remember one day, but I was different. So I wasn't going to fight with anybody. So I just did what God told me to do. I would pray every day, lift the place up. And I remember this one day, people who were close to me, who really believed like I were, they were believers. Bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, Lord, did you see what they just did? Did you hear what they just said? You know what he told me? Do you remember what they did to me? What was I supposed to say? What was I supposed to say? Then I talked about being with relatives. And it happened more than once. I'm with relatives that the Lord told me to go help them. And once I get there, all of a sudden, cuckoo and crazy, they start plotting to beat me, to do this, to hurt her, pull this, do that. They're doing all kind of crazy. And I said, Lord, and I'm not moved by the crazy because I understand it's demonic. But I said, Lord, they don't realize what I sacrificed to be here. And he responded, they don't recognize what I sacrifice either. So what I'm saying is this, that's a contradiction. You are who God says you are, living in a world where everybody is the opposite. Many people are opposite. So your job is to let your light shine in a world of darkness. Wow, what a powerful message. I know I spoke those words, but to hear them again is very, very, very powerful. And before we go, I want to go to the book that I wrote entitled Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate. That's where this message came from originally. And I wanted to read what God told me about that chick, because he did give me a vision of the chick. And on the video, the enemy was attacking me, so I wasn't able to get the words out without coughing. So here we go. In examining the life of the chick, we see clearly that the chick broke forth out of the eggshell because it became confining. It could no longer accommodate the chick as it matured. It was necessary for the developing chick to strive against the constraints of that eggshell, even though it was the same shell that kept it safe and secure as an embryo. Maturity requires that a chick break forth or else die inside of the shell. Likewise, life in God's kingdom is all about transformation. We are expected to grow and mature into the things of God. However, many born-again Christians remain bound by the constraints of their birth families, their culture, race, or class distinction. These things stunt their growth, even hinder the capacity to receive from God. In Christ, we are new creatures that are born again into the family of God. We have a new vision for our lives that requires that we break forth from what is familiar to follow after God. I continue in the book speaking about the life of Abraham, how the Lord told him, "Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee." It's important to know that we have to step away from what's familiar if we want to follow God in the unfamiliar. If you've enjoyed this particular highlight from this video, you can find it on YouTube. It's entitled Enduring the Contradictions of Sonship. That was actually broadcast on Sunday, August 17th, 2025. You'll see the link in the description box and find that particular video. Also, subscribe to this podcast channel as well as our YouTube channel. Don't miss anything that God is doing in this pivotal season, because something is getting ready to break and we want to be prepared so that we can break forth in Jesus' name. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time, thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, the book, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews, is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.